right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children.
You bitch, you try to trick me.
You try to trick me.
And I came back at you.
And it's, you know, it's a tit for a tat.
It's a tit for a tat for a tap for a tootle.
Ooh.
Ooh, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
I can't do tongue twisters. I really can't.
That's not what the word on the street is.
Oh my God, ain't the truth. Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah, what did
I'm
you do?
I'm livid. Can I tell you the text I received this morning? We can all just take a moment and say, I'm embarrassed for Jesse in this moment.
What is it? Who's it from?
I'm going to tell you what it says. This is what it said.
What does it say?
I know, I'm embarrassed because this isn't the... I just realized, you know, this isn't the Patreon, so this is just out for the public.
You guys, you're getting a little preview of the Patreon.
Here we go. Yeah, it says, I must have been dreaming about your gold medal mouth. I woke up so turned on this morning.
Why are you reading my text? Wait, what?
No, it's stupid. The whole thing is dumb. This whole thing is dumb. I think I really coined myself that, if anything.
Gold medal?
I didn't like the whole thing.
Oh, like in the Olympic seat.
Correct.
I'm like, is he saying you have like hard teeth?
And maybe he is. It's cracking me up because it's how, why would I start with this? But here we are. I hope there was more of me in the dream because I was, of course, immediately offended. That it's like he dreamed of my mouth. I'm like, okay, well, it's connected to a body just as a memory. Anywho,
who is this person?
Who is anyone?
Are you gonna fuck him tonight?
Tonight? Yeah.
Guys, guess what we're doing tonight?
We're fucking each other. We're going to try it out. Just let us do it.
No, I was going to say we're going to see Six on Broadway.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that too. My joke wasn't as funny.
And then we're having sex.
Yeah, okay, good.
Only with different people in different places.
In the same room, at
least.
And
mine's by myself.
Okay. Yeah, we're seeing Six. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
What if you're let down? You
There's
won't
no
be.
Way. Broadway has never... let me down.
Knock on wood.
There's just no way. Because so many of my friends have seen it now and everyone's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking loved it. So
yeah, there's no way I'm not going to love it. I'm like, I'm too excited.
I went to Kacey Musgraves.
How was that?
So it was very good. I love Kacey Musgraves.
Interesting. Very good. Not.
No, it was great. But here's the thing.
Does she have a gold medal mouth?
She does. Honestly, she sounded... just as good live as she does
that's
on her record.
Okay, that's fabulous.
If not better, honestly.
Wow.
She sounds very, very good. But her songs aren't that hard to sing, to be honest with you.
That's true. She does.
And I'm a huge fan of like the pageant material days, the same trailer, different park days. And then Golden Hour is really good. And then her newest album, Starcrossed, is what she's like on tour with. And it's the worst one.
Oh, no.
Well, it's just very sad. Ooh. It's about her divorce.
Okay, yeah.
It's not that country. It's more like a little alternative.
Yeah, it's an indie saddie.
And so, and then Golden Hour was the album she had that she won all the Grammys for, including like Best Album.
Wow.
But that one's all about her husband that she got divorced from, and Starcrossed is about the divorce.
Okay.
So...
Well, the next album is going to be The Rebuild, and that's going to be baller.
Well, she already has a new boyfriend who's really hot, so...
Oh, you know what? I can't. I
mean, the divorce was like 3 years ago now.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened to The Rebuild then?
Well, this is the newest album. I mean, she wrote it while she was getting divorced, so it must have like came out like a year after.
I love a power album. You know what I mean? After.
I mean, this one's very... Like, the album's really good. It's just not like...
Happy.
So, she did all of Starcrossed... And then she only did like three songs from
the past,
from Golden Hour.
Which
and you
ones?
Can tell that she just doesn't like doing them.
Yeah.
Because
it's
she
hurtful.
Does.
Her
she,
new art is. And
yes.
I get it.
And she has a little dig like in each one, like Golden Hour she did. And then the last lyric, she was like, Golden Shower, you freaks. Like change the lyric to shower just to like kind of take away.
Yeah, to kind of be like, you need to be on board with the new stuff.
She did Butterflies.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just like heartbreak. Like, she's like, this album was about someone that she hates
now. Oh, yeah.
Because she's like, do you guys want to hear another song off Golden Hour? And obviously there's like Cheers. And she's like, okay, I guess.
Yeah. Oh.
And then she did Butterfly. And there was like these electronic butterflies and they flew away at the end. Like,
oh my God.
Like just like, it wasn't that impressive. But it was funny that they flew away at the end. But what was really impressive.
Okay.
When you were walking into Madison Square Garden, they gave you these like plastic wristbands.
Okay.
And when she first comes out, like her star-crossed whole theme is like red and fire and like candles and dark. And so it like this like curtain opens up and there's like an altar with flames coming out of it. And she's like in the middle of it.
Okay.
And then she like starts singing the first song, which is Star-Crossed. And then when she says Star-Crossed, all of the bands turn bright red in the hole that everyone in Madison Square Garden was wearing.
Oh.
The wristbands were part of the lights and like attached to. So when she did like all different songs,
changed?
Yes. And they would like have patterns.
Wow.
It was really fucking cool.
That is cool. Especially because whenever you're in a group like that and there's anything that's uniform, you're like, we are one entity.
Oh, it was so cool. Yeah. And she was like trying to say that a lot. It was like, are you guys on drugs?
Yeah.
Because I love drugs and I'm on them as well.
Yeah.
And then she picked whoever had like her favorite costume out of the audience. And she does, she had like four options written and he could choose what song she would cover.
Wow.
So she did 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton and it was fucking amazing.
What a dream.
It was such a dream. And she sounds amazing. My roommate who like doesn't listen to her that much, was like, she can really fucking sing. Why doesn't she like sing like that more?
She can. She's very good. And I used to sing, my sister would play the song. What was it? What was her big song?
She's had, like recently?
Like a little, like.
Rainbow was like a big one.
Maybe
around.
It was Rainbow. My when sister and I would play that.
It pours.
Yeah, on the piano. And it wasn't easy.
No, it's so good. She
There's
did that
lot
as the
of
encore.
Octave skips.
And all the fucking bracelets turned different colors. So it was rainbow throughout the whole.
Oh, stop.
So that, I mean, all of Madison Square Garden, it was really cool.
That's really cool.
But can I tell you what?
Better.
Was interesting.
Huh?
And by that, I mean, I wasn't a fan.
Okay.
Kacey Musgraves, big star. She wore a blue tube top dress the entire time.
I'm livid. Is she in Madison Square Garden
a
in a
solid
tube?
Blue?
No.
Short tube top dress.
Got it.
A pair of blue heels, which were fierce.
Okay.
And then just a long black straight wig, like that she wears most of the time.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
Like down to her knees almost.
No.
But I think it was longer than usual because she also kept touching it, which I don't like.
No.
You know when someone's like. I knew it was a wig because she was touching it.
Right. She's like, I can't believe this is my hair.
And I remember when doing improv.
Yeah.
Like getting that note where it's like when a man's playing a woman, he always like pretends to touch his hair, which no women really actually do.
Right.
And so I try to be very cognizant when I'm in a wig to not be playing with my hair.
That's good.
Because like, you can tell it like someone's uncomfortable when they're performing like that.
Yeah. You only touch your hair when you're flirting. That's what I do. I flip my hair like a mad woman.
I mean, it's a good move.
Thank you.
But yeah, and like
that's disappointing. And was
disappointing.
There no costume change?
Not.
I'm livid.
One.
That's embarrassing.
Not one. Jesse, at the end of the show,
no.
I told you about the altar, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, she like walks back up the altar.
Okay.
Which is like up these stairs and it's covered in candles and there's these big burning flames.
Yeah.
And then she like crosses her arm and she just falls backwards like into the fire.
Okay.
Which is like cool. But then she comes out for an encore and does.
She didn't die in the fire.
No, she comes back and she's like back from the dead.
Oh.
So like the actual story of the show is supposed to be
right.
She dies at the end, whatever.
Okay.
But she didn't change.
I'm upset because if you're going to be an icon and you're going to sell out like Madison Square Garden, I need you to be A, having costume changes. B, how are you not wearing like a red, fierce fucking dress in the first?
And just like blue eyeshadow. But
embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
The thing is, I know she has the looks because Yeah. Literally on her Instagram story that same day, she was in Washington, D.C. for some press event and was wearing this like amazing Vivian, like vintage Vivian Westwood, like pantsuit that had like a painting on the whole top and like these big billowing pants and this wig that had like streaks of gold in it. And it was amazing. So I'm like, I know you have these looks. And then she had performed in Chicago, I think, the night before. And on her Instagram, she was wearing like a sequin jumpsuit.
She
and
got
like
tired.
A pink sparkling cowboy hat. This was her first time ever playing Madison Square Garden and selling it out.
I think she showed up tired, and I hate to say that. But if you're wearing a tube top dress,
it seemed like a choice that
you've
she
given
made.
Up. She was like, I'm exhausted. I need to wear a tube top dress and disappoint all the people who were here.
You know what it is? It's a country. It's a female country artist thing that they, because I saw Maren Morris for the first time.
Yeah.
She played for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Which is like obviously huge for a country artist. This was like 4 years ago. I saw Carrie Underwood that same night.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I loved Maren Morris. And where we were sitting, we could see like her family waiting for her off stage.
Cute.
And when she was done, she like just crumpled into them. And it was so sweet. But she was wearing a fucking tube top dress.
You know what? Yeah, it's I can't have that. Especially.
You're a star.
At Madison Square Garden. Don't come to New York with your tube top dress. Do you understand?
You're a star.
Be a star. Show up. Sorry. Show me you're a star.
You are wealthy. You have six Grammys.
Yeah.
The tickets were not were not inexpensive.
They weren't cheap.
And it was completely sold out. So I know you're getting a big ROI here.
Come on.
And you know what else I found interesting?
And what?
And listen, I hate to speak ill of Kacey Musgraves. Yeah, I live for her.
Of course.
Not one single woman in any capacity involved.
Stop.
Other than her.
You're kidding.
Like in the band.
I don't like that.
There was no none, which is interesting because now you
pay
attention.
She's a guy's girl.
Like Beyonce never has a man on stage.
Because she supports women.
And finds women who can do whatever obscure thing she needs who are fucking amazing. So, yeah, I found that a little interesting. But also, it's kind of a country music artist thing. I saw Brandi Carlile at Madison Square Garden.
All men.
Not that long ago, who's a lesbian and like very vocal about gay rights, women's rights, everything. But also she had no women in her band.
What's happening?
But Brandi Carlile did like has had the same band since she was.
Okay, I respect that.
I think like 20. And
that's
now
loyalty.
She's like
that's
almost
just loyalty.
She like the two guys she was with, she said, because it was also her first time at Madison Square Garden, and it was amazing. She was kissing the stage when she came out, which is the passion I like to see.
I do like to see the passion. I like to see. I mean, yeah.
It's like when someone wins an Oscar and the speech sucks.
Yeah, and you're like, did you take this seriously at all?
You're not going to like even pretend that you're tearing up?
Yeah, you got to give me a tear or two.
Like, imagine if we were performing at Madison Square Garden.
I'm kissing the stage and I have 18 looks.
Because King Princess, who I like have heard the name, I don't really know who she is. She's like a Gen Z like LGBTQ artist that I know a lot of people love. Ronnie, that we both know, who's Gen Z, like is obsessed with her.
Okay, cool.
And she opened for Kacey.
Oh.
And she was great. And she got fucking misty being like, I can't believe I'm at Madison Square Garden.
That's what I want to see. Unless you're Celine Dion, who's done it a million times and is exhausted, but still brings the costumes to back it up.
Because she knows
that's what you have to do at Madison Square Garden. I can't have you in a honestly, never wear a tube top.
A royal blue tube top?
I can't. That it hurts me.
With blue eyeshadow?
I'm sad about it.
And you're not going to give me anything from pageant material?
No.
And she gave me two songs from Same Trailer, Different Park.
I'm very upset. That is upsetting. No one wants to make a note.
You know
but,
what else?
Hmm.
You know, God, I'm talking shit about her, but I do love her. Let me be
Everybody
clear.
Everybody knows that.
But
and
I
Kacey
just have some
listening,
notes.
Girl. It's just notes. It's just a gentle note or
I
two.
I have some notes.
She could open for us when we're on tour.
that she cursed too much because it felt like when someone's uncomfortable and they're cursing to be funny, but it's like not funny.
Right.
Because she was like, people say that I curse too much and I say, I don't motherfucking care. And then everyone goes wild and I'm like, that's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. That's just,
That's not funny.
No.
So I didn't.
They should. All artists should have a comedian write their little in between bits. It would help.
Don't.
Or don't talk.
Be funny.
Yeah. Or right. You could be sincere.
Give me a Gaga moment.
Give me
you,
a
Gaga show. Ugh. Is fucking incredible because she's fucking crazy as hell.
Yeah.
And really will live into this fantasy of whatever she's trying to serve.
Yeah.
And stays in character.
Yeah.
And like knows what the people want and will say like, this is the song I almost killed myself to.
Right.
Like shit like that.
She takes
and that's
on
why
a
her
journey.
Fans are so loyal.
They're loyal. They are loyal. That's a lot. I'm not a big concert gal, as many know, because of the noise and the crowd. But if I go, boy, do I need it to be a show.
Yeah.
Boy, do I need it to be a performance. And for me, if I'm sitting a million miles back, your costume better be massive. I can see it.
Like, even, you know, Beyonce will change every song.
Yes.
Gaga, every song.
As you should.
Even I heard from Taylor Strecker that even at Gaga's like jazz thing, she changed every song.
I need that from you. I need that from you.
I don't even need in every song, but I need like, give me the HBO Max Carrie Underwood special. She's singing all these Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood's not here to dance.
No.
She's not here to turn on a show with these jumpsuits. But this bitch came prepared with 10 different gowns.
Yeah, she did. Listen. I've been thinking about this a lot. I really need like a hey now, Lizzie McGuire moment where like I spin and my dress comes off. Do you know what I mean? And I am revealing a pantsuit that is a little higher because that was a low rise. But what I'm saying is
that's an attainable goal.
I know. And that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? And I love when an artist does that too. Okay. I want a quick Broadway.
A reveal? Hello. That's what drag is made for.
Exactly. Those are my favorite challenges. A reveal challenge. Trick me. Take a wig, make it two wigs, and then take it all off and it's a different wig.
There was a drag queen on, I think, I'm trying to remember what season she was on. Her name's Nina West and she's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely watched that season.
When she talks about the Sia dress. Did you see that clip?
The Sia dress.
She said how she invented this dress she did in a pageant and Sia saw it and like asked her to with the people. It's she walks and it looks like a dress and it's just people making the bottom of the gown. So then they like burst. It's fucking crazy.
That's what I want to need.
And like, I'm like, you see is doing it. She doesn't even show her face.
And that's the thing. I don't need your face if I get a great gown. Exactly. I really don't. The face, I can't see that far back anyway. And you know what? Your bangs are a vibe.
Give me a glitter.
Give me a glitter. Give me something. So yeah, I really need your outfits to speak for me.
I mean,
because when I see you come out in a different outfit, I go, oh, the tone's different. Oh, the song is different. Oh, I should feel different.
Exactly.
Not just my wristband is a different color. Okay.
I want to feel.
I want to feel the moon. I know.
I need
a lot
of outfits.
I'm a visual creature. Yeah.
If I was going on tour, you better believe I'd be trying to serve looks, honey.
Me too.
Of course.
Me. I mean, you have to. How could you not?
I mean, and sometimes I'm like, I like a simple look tonight.
Night.
So I'm going to go in all black. I'm going to do a fun eye, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to do an accent. And constant rebranding is how you stay relevant.
Well, sure.
Which is why I think sometimes I turn extra looks and sometimes I turn nice, quaint looks. But I'm not going to wear a fucking flannel.
Not going to wear
to Madison Square Garden.
It's respect to the venue and the people there.
Like, I'm just saying.
I know. That. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm just saying.
No, of course. No one wants that to happen. Not a soul.
What else has been going on with you?
I mean, you know, your girl's just slowly coming back to life, really.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. What did I do? I don't remember. I think I just watched Disney movies and got high.
What movie?
I don't. Like, a class. I hadn't seen Emperor's New Groove in, like, 15 years.
Do you know that friend of the show, Taylor Strecker, I made a comment about Emperor's New Groove because I said that Jen Shah wore a dress that she looked exactly like the villain in Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
And Taylor said, what is that?
See?
She had no idea.
Humiliating for her, obviously.
Can you believe that?
No, I'm sad that happened to her. Because David Spade Need I say more?
I mean.
But I mean, I hadn't seen him forever. Pocahontas?
I mean.
When's the last time you've seen Pocahontas?
Years.
First of all, I didn't know that fucking, what's this, Mel Gibson is the voice of John Smith, which did put a different taste in my mouth. I'll say that. But it does make sense he's playing that character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Pocahontas.
He loves Pocahontas, but he hates Jewish people.
Exactly. Careful, he calls people savages. So, you know, Pocahontas had been a while. And Pocahontas, you can't beat Pocahontas. I cried about the environment many times watching it because she's really fighting for that. And we just come in and we ruin the environment. That's what we do time and time again.
Yeah, famously.
And did I hate all the John Smith American people? Yeah, I did. And the bad guy in that, ooh, he's bad. And his body is rough.
Oh, the bad guy with the dog?
Yeah.
That looks like him?
Yeah. And it's like this, he's just, it's a lot.
I would love to voice a villain, though, in a
no, you would
Disney movie.
At me, too. Are you kidding?
I think we would be great in a Disney movie.
Thrive.
Like, voicing a... And that is where, like,
money.
I don't know why. I don't get why that pays so much.
Wait, do a voice for an evil character. Go.
What kind of evil character are we talking about?
Oh, okay. That's, yeah, that's very evil.
I talk to my nephew like this because he thinks it's hilarious.
Well, he's got a point. I'm trying to think of,
but
like,
I was thinking, like, we wouldn't, we maybe would be more like the,
sidekick?
Not the sidekick.
I was hoping not the sidekick.
But like, well, I mean, if...
I could be a sidekick. Like a funny sidekick.
I mean,
fun.
If we were just doing our own voices.
Remember in Anastasia the Bat? He's like so funny. He's like, okay, sir, let's... that's a really rough... Oh, your head's falling, sir. He's like so funny. I'm like, this bat is top-notch comedy.
I was thinking like Jetsam and Flotsam from Little Mermaid.
Absolutely. Those two are stunning. They don't speak, though. And for that reason alone...
They do, I think.
I don't remember them chatting much.
I think there's a scene. They have a scene.
Oh, okay. I want more than a scene.
Well, obviously. I want to be fucking Ursula.
Yeah, but I'll start with a scene. Yeah.
It won't cost much.
Just your voice. Let me try to find a voice right now. It's like... Because you could play it like the woman who's like, of course, darling. Anything you want.
Like Eartha Kitt?
Like, yeah, a little bit of that. Or I guess I could just be me that's like, is the, if I...
I feel like a like dry character. Like, white.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Like, what do you mean,
I have
fish?
Another idea. Kill her.
I've always wanted to have a line like that.
Yeah.
Kill her. Get her out of my house and kill her, Sebastian.
I said, bring me her organ in a vat. Did I stutter?
I don't care which organ. What am I, a scientist?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fun...
That would be fun.
Role. What have I been... Are you caught up on Salt Lake City?
No.
No?
I don't think so. What's happened? I saw the part where Lisa hands the mic back.
There's just another episode.
Okay. Here's my thing. Am I getting a little bored and do I find Mary absolutely psychotic?
Well, there's only... So this episode next week is the finale, and thank God.
It is too much, right?
Because I'm like, I feel stressed out afterwards.
I'm tired. I'm stressed. Meredith bugs me. Everyone bugs me. It's hard to watch something where everyone bugs you. That's how I feel about The Bachelor. I've stopped.
I mean...
I can't watch it.
I mean...
I cannot watch it.
I think a lot of people have...
stopped.
Yeah.
He might be the worst bachelor ever.
You would be losing it even more. The one girl's still there.
I heard. And it's embarrassing for him. It's embarrassing for men in general. But yeah, I think there just comes a point where, you know what I have been watching?
What?
Joe Millionaire on Hulu.
Someone else was watching that too.
It's a hoot. It could have been me.
Is it?
Good? Yes.
It's good?
It's like good because I'm so sick of the Bachelor formula. I like that there are two men. I like that like some of the women are after money and they are attracted to the wrong person, and that's interesting.
Oh, so we know who's the millionaire.
Yes, we know who it is, but they did a great job finding them because the guy who's a millionaire, like...
And do the girls know the truth?
No.
That only one of them's a millionaire?
Yeah, they know only one is, but they don't know which one. So they're like, I think it's Brett, but you're like, it's not Brett, bitch.
Oh, no.
You know, it's, I like that. And because some of them are like, you can tell more into it for that. But they picked well because the guy who's a millionaire like lives on a farm and doesn't really have know any
yeah.
culture, and the guy who like is a construction worker must have grown up like he's traveled a lot, he plays piano. It's like he has certain clues that you're like, yeah, that would be misleading.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they were trying to do.
It's brilliant. It's working.
And it's also like trying to show, I guess, like the lesson.
It is a good lesson for all of us to learn.
You know?
And it is a good lesson that you're like, listen, when someone has their
I'd be there like, I don't care who's who.
Yeah.
I'm open.
I just need you to be loving and passionate. Yeah.
Whoever's interested in me, I am interested back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good. I like it a lot. And it's different. I really like it.
I'm going to New Orleans this weekend.
I know. How crazy.
I guess I'll...
Is it Mardi Gras? Why?
It's not Mardi Gras. My one friend... So, like, my two friends asked me to go with them.
Okay.
And it's the one's old roommate's birthday, who I've met a bunch of times, been to, like, her parties and stuff.
Okay.
But she moved from New York, so, like, they're meeting. So then my friend was like, do you guys want to come? And since I famously say no to things, I wanted to say yes.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, trying
to... You famously say no to things?
Well, yeah. Especially, like, they were like, I knew that they were like, he's definitely not going to go. And yeah, I was like, you know what? I will fucking go.
How about that? Didn't expect this, did you?
And like, we're staying in our own place and stuff.
Okay, that's
nice. I think it'll be. Because there's like 10 people. And I think it'll be.
There are a lot of witch stuff you can do in New Orleans.
I mean, this will be my fifth time going.
Oh, wow. I only went for Habitat for Humanity in college.
I went, my college roommate moved there after college.
Wow.
And lived there for like 5 years. And so I would go visit her.
I gotta go back.
To be honest, I don't love it there.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, one of my friends just moved there. Two of my friends just moved there. And when they say how great it is, I'm like, I just don't think that we have the same definition. Yeah.
I can't do it. And
they're already evacuated because of like a massive storm.
When?
Well, I mean, she was. I forget when it was.
I thought you meant like recently, and I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be going there.
Sorry. I just meant like, to me, that's a lot to take in.
Yeah. But I think it'll be fun. But the point of the story is...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I was like, I need to get vape oil. Like...
For vaping.
For like weed vape.
Good for you.
Because I'm like, I can't go with weed. No. Oh, we're also going on I'm so excited, one of those fucking swamp tours on
boats.
Oh, my
God.
With the alligators.
I'm scared of alligators.
Me too, but...
Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, okay?
I'm excited.
That's
going
to be fun, but a little scary. But they can't come into the boat, can they?
I mean...
I don't know how it works. I'd be in the middle. I'd be like, middle seat. I call the middle.
Can you imagine if I get eaten by an alligator while I'm in New Orleans?
Worst comes to worst, you'd lose an arm.
No, because they drown you.
What?
That's why they... You know when they say alligator... And crocodiles, like, they do a roll. So they, like, grab you with their mouth, and then they start rolling.
Why do they roll?
Because they take you underwater, and so you drown.
You guys, what's more interesting than Chris knowing facts about how animals could kill you?
Crocodiles are actually, like, the third most...
You run
most...
zigzag, right? They're chasing
That's
you?
That's alligators.
Damn it. Okay.
I think. Crocodiles are the third most dangerous thing.
No!
It's like number one is mosquitoes.
Okay, well, that's
kill like a million people a year in the world.
Okay, but that is embarrassing.
Number two is dogs.
I'm also embarrassed.
And number three is crocodiles.
That's a little more interesting. Okay, so they would grab you and roll you till you drown, which I already hate.
And then they eat you.
I don't like that. I think that's A, rude, and B, if you're going to roll with me, I at least
but
think we're going to hook up.
Sometimes like your arm just rips off. And then,
don't say that.
I mean, if you're lucky.
Stop.
So,
have fun.
But anyway, so there's like this smoke shop three blocks from my apartment.
Yeah.
And I've had a feeling, because I've only ever gone in there to like use the ATM or to like get like a Gatorade because it's like a convenience store.
Okay.
But they have like, and I'm like, I think they're fucking selling real weed out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just have a feeling because my old neighborhood, there was a bodega that did that, and I had like a password.
Oh.
And I would say the password.
What
and
was
then,
it?
Is Jesus here? Isn't that crazy?
That's a great password.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, that's really good.
But it's because that's like the owner's name.
Of course. And I get it.
Which is funny. But anyway, so I'm like, I need to get a vape pen. So I'm like, the way I, at the old place that I found out that they did it, I was buying just like the vape pen.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we also have the oil if you want, blah, blah, blah. And so then I went and I was like, do you guys have vape pens? And the guy was like, yeah. Do you want the pen or like the whole thing? And I was like, do you sell the whole thing?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what are you looking for? So I was like, normally I just smoke flower. Like I was like, I'm going to put it out there. Yeah. So I was like, normally I just smoke flower and I'm like going away. So I need vape oil. And he like pulls out handfuls of the vape stuff.
Absolutely.
And so that's a fun thing that happened to me today.
Yeah, I love that. The convenience alone.
So I don't know what else he sells. I think he might sell actual weed there too.
Hello?
There's also a place in the East Village somewhere that like sells quote unquote like baseball cards, and they gift you
absolutely
with like a $60 bag
yes
of whatever like weed uh-huh you want.
That's what they did in DC.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's very,
it's weird.
And then you can gift back the card.
How nice of you.
Like, donate it back. So you're just buying weed, and they're like, how they get around the law.
It's so weird. Yeah. I mean, I'm not against it. And I'm not against, I love talking to
I'm any, here for it.
I'm here for it. Like, Colorado was so cool when you could just go into a shop and then, although I will say the place I went or the places I went, the guys who worked there I thought were a little too cool for school and not as, like, sweet as I wanted them to be.
See, that's why I like the ones in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I like,
they're not as cool for school.
I don't need cool for school. Like, no. I'm there to have fun, you know, and I'm there for someone to really hold my hand and walk me through it.
And the ones in L.A., they're way too cool for school.
Oh, L.A., forget it. Anywhere you walk into L.A., it's like a juice for $15 where no one makes eye contact. Then you walk down the street, you're going to a vape shop where no one looks at you in the...
And everybody's even moving slowly.
Yeah. And it's just rude.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. And they're like, what is it you're looking for? And I'm like, you know what?
I'm like, I just want to have a conversation, Beth.
Yeah, Beth. And I want to know what kind of high it is. And then I feel like none of them smoke pot that work there. They're
or
like,
they're like, what?
I don't know. Yeah, they're like, it's like a body high, I think. Sorry, ma'am. And I'm like, you know what? You're running around. And I'd like to know who is my assigned partner. Who's my partner in here?
Yeah.
Because mama likes to drop cash. If there's any commish, you better run over here. So let's start talking. And let's, why aren't people, I want people to want to talk to me more. Especially when I go into, you know?
See, I don't want to have, I don't need to be having casual conversation, but I do need good service.
I want good service.
I'm an amazing service worker.
I believe it.
I know, even, you know what? You need to greet people.
Can you just greet me?
Even if you can't help them, you're like, hi, welcome.
How are
I'll
you?
Be
welcome.
Right with you.
Yeah. Or you could say, when I say, I'm just looking around, give me a little space. And you can check back in 10, you know?
Because even like when I was serving, I would be like, if I knew I was like, you know, right, running around, I'd like look at a table and be like, hey, I'll be like right
with
you. And
how nice is that?
Because then you're like, okay, he knows we're here.
He knows we're here. He didn't forget about us completely. And he's checking in. He's communicating. I love mean, that. It's not that hard. But yeah, I want someone who really just
cares.
Cares.
I mean, absolutely. Ditto.
Having a boyfriend is too hard. So it's got to be. It's
that's
gotta
why
be
I don't have
guy.
One.
That's same.
I don't want it.
I can't have it. I don't want the check-in. I don't want the check-in all the time, you know?
I don't need the check-in.
I don't need the check-in. Hey, how's your day going? Guess what?
I don't
care. I still haven't gotten out of bed, Brian. How about that?
Okay, Brian, even though you're working, helping people.
We know that. You work for a nonprofit at the soup kitchen.
And then you go to work at the nonprofit.
Yeah, we love that for
you. And then after work, you go and make sure that you own the soup kitchen.
It's too much. It's so important to you.
And you make me feel bad about not going.
And he's like, oh, but you make people laugh. That's medicine, too. And it's like, no, it's not,
no, you don't think that.
It's not. And you don't think that.
We both know that's not true.
Okay, no one here is equating our two things the same.
I don't need to hear that.
I
know it's not true.
Exactly.
I know I could fall off the face of the earth and everyone would still survive.
Everyone would keep going.
The thing that I learned about the pandemic,
yeah,
almost no one matters.
Yeah. Except for
the
nurses.
Only jobs that matter, yeah, are like in the medical field.
Right. And those people are still at war. Like, I literally can't wrap my head around. And we have a lot of nurse and doctor listeners. I hate to say it.
I mean, they're keeping people fucking alive,
they
and we're
really,
sitting here like jabronis.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and I have never said we were helping really with the effort, you know,
Yeah.
In the health
crisis.
And
guys, I'm sure some of you will send nice messages saying we are helping, but guess what? Yeah. We're not.
Listen, you don't need to tell us that, okay? We understand. You are. And we love that for you.
And we have a lot of parents.
A lot of parents.
Listeners, they're raising the youth.
They are. And I feel like I'd like to think they're looking at their middles in a different way.
I hope so.
They're saying.
Or they're like, let's just not have three.
Yeah, let's keep it to two. It does look like we'll screw them up if they're a middle child. And I hear you with that.
Do you have any dates planned?
Obviously.
Ooh, what's coming up?
Tomorrow I'm seeing this guy who... who I haven't seen in a
we've seen him before. Was this the guy who was gonna bring you over soup or some bullshit like that?
No. This is a guy who was really nice to me over the summer, but I just like I
ate his heart and spit it back out.
No, I just couldn't at the time. And he's like, he's been he just really is so sweet. So
he's like, hey, gold medal.
So I'm seeing him tomorrow night.
Are you going somewhere and just...
I think because I can't even drink right now. So we might get like tea or I think we're catching up. I don't know what we're doing.
I can take some guesses.
Well, I'm like trying to date. I don't know what I'm doing actually, Chris. And yeah, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you. So we'll see how that goes.
What was I going to say?
Any dates coming up?
Yeah, February 9th, February 10th, February 11th.
Okay, yeah.
All dates coming up.
Dates coming up.
Get that?
Yeah, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'll be in New Orleans.
Oh, good. That's wait, we come out on Valentine's Day. Isn't it a Monday this year?
Guys, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, you guys, literally happy Valentine's Day. I'm obsessed with you. We are your Valentines. You know what?
Or you have real ones.
Yeah, maybe. When's the last time? I haven't had a date on I haven't had a date on Valentine's Day. You know what happened to me in college when I was fucked up? And by fucked up, I mean I was just a fucked up person, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Weren't we all?
I think I was a sophomore or something. This guy in a frat liked me. Which was repulsive to me. So he had all of his pledges come to my dorm.
Oh my God.
And sing to me and give me like a rose each. And then I proceeded to flirt
with one of them.
Yeah.
And then that one got kicked out and beat to shit.
I don't know what happened to him, but
he's dead.
But I just like, that was like the nicest thing someone had ever done.
Then why were you flirting with one of the friends?
Because I couldn't accept kindness or love.
Oh.
I was repulsed by it.
No,
I literally was like, why does this guy like me? I can't.
Well, in college too, that's like a bold
move. It's too much. It's a bold move.
I can't think of one single Valentine's Day where that has mattered to me.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
It's truly just another day.
I mean, I fucked that up is what I did. I had something and I immediately fucked it up. Other than that, I can't think about... In high school, you could send roses. And one year, I got 3 roses from a secret admirer and found out later that was my mom. And the whole day, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, there's somebody in the school who, like, likes me. And then I told my mom, and it was, like, one of those, like, sad Santa moments where she was like, it was from me and your... We thought... And I was like, oh...
They were like, we thought that you would know that it was us.
And so that was just a low blow.
Mm.
Low blow.
In 8th grade, they did that same thing. And yeah. I sent one to this girl that I liked.
Yeah.
And she dared another kid in our class to eat it. And he did. Money well spent. So... And then I'm pretty sure they made out later that same day.
Oh, that's really hurt. That was what I did, though. So actually, I can relate.
What
and
are you
for that,
do?
I apologize. Oh,
listen, what can you do?
Honestly, share on Stuck in the Middle. You guys, your worst Valentine's Day stories. Don't go on there and share your best. No one wants to hear
we don't
it.
Care.
Okay? But share the low blows because I do like reading them.
Yeah,
we
haven't gotten a good story in a long time.
I know. It's also
someone.
Yeah.
I would love a good Valentine's embarrassing
Me too.
Story.
Those are because they can really Those can really, it's a lot. I don't know. A pressure, like someone, who was I talking? Okay, let me get one sentence out.
My God.
Sorry. I was going to say, someone was saying to me, like, why would I get on a dating app? It's near Valentine's Day. And I was like, well, that's cowardly. What do you mean? You can't bravely date the week before and just
like
go on a date that day? Like, I thought that was so funny. He was like,
so
I
weird.
Start after Valentine's Day. Pretty
bitches
much
be crazy.
Yeah, they're gonna try to tie me down and make me buy them a flower.
I'm like, I fucking wish.
Yeah, I'm like, relax, Jeff. No one's trying to hook up with you, okay?
I had a friend once that sent me flowers to the restaurant. It was really nice.
See, flowers for no reason or for Valentine's Day are really nice. And I've been putting out the energy that I really want to go on a date where someone brings me flowers without me having to say it. And it hasn't happened yet, but it better happen soon. I really want that.
I mean, I agree.
Like, I think that's so classy.
Very classy.
My God, can you imagine?
And not bodega flowers.
Yeah, don't fucking come here.
Or florist flowers.
Yeah, get nice flowers. My dad is like notorious for like the actual ugliest bouquet from Safeway, like a supermarket. Me and my mom would be like, what happened here? Like, should we train him? But they just got to know. I mean, what would be incredible is if on like the first few dates, they actually get the intel of what your favorite flower is or what kind of, and then they give it to you.
What is your favorite flower? Let me ask you that.
Yeah. Okay. So I do love sunflowers, but I think to receive, I would want roses, but I'd want them to be like different. I really love color. So
what
I'd love.
What colors do you like?
I love a pink. I love a purple, like a pink, purple, blue bouquet. Gorgeous.
You like blue roses?
I could.
I don't.
Well, no one asked
I don't
you.
Like ones that are obviously
died. I hear you on that. It could be like a pink, purple, red.
Like, that's, I love a pretty. Yellow rose.
A yellow. That's, although someone told me that means like get well. Yeah. There's a part of me that's like, get well.
Get well.
Get well, bitch.
Get well soon. Jealousy's a disease.
Exactly. So I think about that because yellow is my favorite color.
That was a Housewives tagline, I think. Jealousy's a disease, to which I say, get well soon.
Bitch. Oh, no, bitch. Good for her.
I don't
classy.
Think her tagline had bitch in it.
Okay, that makes sense. And same for me. Yeah, those are, hydrangeas are gorgeous.
Yes.
I love them.
Hydrangeas are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I like those. What about you? What would you, are you a box of chocolates?
I wouldn't hate flowers.
I wouldn't hate chocolate. Okay. But yeah, flowers more. But chocolates,
I mean, I
are
like
a good
chocolates.
Second
I
follow
like flowers.
Up. Yeah.
I really like tulips.
You love a tulip. Okay.
Of a tulip.
A tulip is nice.
What else do I really like? Honestly, I love if we're in the fall, I love a mum. Like a little chrysanthemum moment.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I like fall-y flowers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But of course, like, you know, I'll take roses. I'll take whatever you're giving me.
And you love flowers.
I mean, I'm not like obsessed with flowers, but I would rather have flowers than like how a lot of people love having plants inside. I'm like, I just don't.
Yes, I'm the same way.
Get that.
I don't need a succulent. I need a lot of flowers.
Yeah, I'm like, they're not.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as like being outside.
I know. It's really not.
It's not. I would rather get flowers.
Me too. They're so gorgeous. And it sort of says to me, like, you're gorgeous. Here's something gorgeous.
And it's like, here's something I spent a wild amount of money on that's just going to die.
Yeah.
But I wanted you to have it.
I wanted you to have it for this moment.
Yeah,
and
right?
That earns a kiss.
We're fucked up.
Yeah, we are. We've
but
been
who cares?
Through it. I don't care. I still think we're fun and different and quirky and.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like I always overthink gifts.
Yeah, there
for
are.
For other people.
Yeah.
And then when I get like a gift card, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I could have just done that.
I don't like a gift card.
No, me either.
I'm livid.
I
if
never
someone gives
give
me a gift
cards.
Card, I'm like, take it back and learn my personality. How
when
about
someone's
that?
Like, just give them a gift card, I'm like, no.
Don't do that. Whatever you do, don't do. That's why I'm offended by a gift registry. I'm like, listen to me, Paul. If you're inviting me to your wedding, don't you think I could pick out a gift? Now you're giving me a cheat sheet.
Well, I think that's
so I
just like...
No, Chris.
Well,
no.
Let me tell you why I understand a wedding registry. Because... They want things for, typically, this wedding registries came when people weren't living together.
Right, they were moving into their first home, and they were saying, we need this, not we already have this, and now we want this stupid vase.
But that's what I'm saying is, like,
sorry,
with
really
a wedding registry, because people are like, okay, let me get them fucking pans, but it's like, we already have pans.
I know, it's stupid.
I think that wedding. Like, I just give money. I never give a gift for a wedding.
See, but I find that rude too.
People want money.
I'll give to a honeymoon you. Fund. To just give money is so tacky.
I've
to
never
me.
King of weddings. I've never met anyone who would rather have a gift than the money.
But I think
wedding.
That's
because they've spent, like, in theory, whatever. Like, that's in theory that you're supposed to, like, if you invite 100 people, their gifts kind of pay for the wedding. Because the dinner, we'll say, is like $140 a head for a wedding, typically.
No, I get it. I just think it's insane.
I mean, it is insane.
Why don't you just
weddings
charge?
Weddings are insane.
Weddings are insane. The whole thing is weird to me.
Why don't you just charge people? I
Admission.
Don't understand why not.
It's like, but then I think you have to
I Venmo wedding gifts sometimes. I know what they're fucking here for.
Yeah, I...
Forget the I fact like I spend $1,000 to be in your wedding. Here's
right,
another
$200. I like to give a gift, and I like to pick the gift myself.
But for if I was going to say your wedding,
yeah.
I would know that you wouldn't want just cash.
Yeah.
I would give your husband like a half what I normally do, and then I would give you a flower.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. It just, it all feels weird to me. It just feels odd.
How do you feel about like tickets to things as a gift?
Oh, an experience? I think that's really fun.
I think it's fun, but what if it's on a day you can't go?
Hopefully you can buy like the, I don't know how you do it, but like you can pick the date. I think that'd be awesome.
Because that's
like
a gift
if someone
card.
Did that for a Broadway show, oh my God, I'm thrilled.
Well, that's when I went to Phantom. My friend was got it through Secret, her Secret Santa gave her two tickets.
I think that's a fantastic gift.
And she could pick the date, I believe.
Yeah, that's a fantastic gift. That's so fun. Or even like if someone got me a class or like a you know, something that like an experience is a fantastic gift, right? Especially for you and your husband or whatever, where it's like, oh, a cooking class for you guys, oh, a dance class for you guys. Oh, I'm like, that's so cute.
That is fun.
That, I think that's really fun and different and quirky. And like, I love things that I'm like, I probably would have never done this, but now I'm going to. And wow, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, love that. Like, hats
I
off
get
to that person.
I like to learn new things.
Me too. You know what I always say? Let me learn more. That's what I love to say. I wake up and I say, let me learn more. I'm quenching information.
Well, that's, I've gotten definitely in the past few years, especially.
Yeah.
I like have been trying to get more knowledgeable. So if I'm like, oh, this is something that I don't know, I'll look it up.
I mean, you already
told
us about
crocodiles. Like if I'm watching a show and there's like a word and I'm like, I don't know what that word means, I'll look it up. Because then I'm like,
I mean, I don't want to get you going on bears, but I know you look up information and I know you have facts stored in that head.
You know I do.
That a lot of people don't.
Listen, you know I do.
I really
I can't
do know
set
that.
Off on bears again, but.
Not today, but my gosh.
I do have. Can I tell you what I've been watching?
Please tell me.
So, one of the shows that I like on Disney Plus,
yeah.
That I like, Life Below Zero, is the one about them living off the land in Alaska.
Of course.
And there's like 15 seasons of it. But then they also have Life Below Zero, New Generation. So it's like
wow.
The younger people that are doing it. But now they have, it came out this year, Life Below Zero, Northern Territories. And it's people that live off the land in like the northern parts of Canada.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've been busy.
I bet you have. What have you learned? And when is your trip to Alaska? When is that trip?
Well, I heard that because of COVID, a lot of things are like hard to do there. So...
Really? In Alaska?
Like, if you want to go on, like, a tour of something, like, I can't just, like, walk around Alaska.
You
like,
can't?
You can,
isn't
like...
Isn't there no one there?
But because of COVID, they've,
okay.
like, shut...
I don't know how COVID
so,
works.
So, from what I've heard, because someone that I know went on, like, a three-week trip to Alaska recently.
Okay.
And they said it was good, but, like...
Not as good as it
if
could have been.
She could do it again, she would have waited until okay. after COVID stuff, because there was, like, just... Like, they couldn't rent a car.
Oh.
For example.
Okay, yeah,
and you're kind of
bad.
Fucked. So
yeah.
she's like that kind of fucked up a lot of things because you have to like take buses everywhere.
Ugh. Which I would think is more dangerous for COVID, but that's neither
yeah.
here nor there.
Well, I'm sure they would prefer the car, but they can't.
Yeah, of course.
Get one. So yeah, it's just it's. There's also a guy on it that's so fucking hot.
Anyone who's in Alaska is probably hot.
This is the Canadian one, but
oh, Canada. Ooh,
bitch.
I love
and he has
a...
wife and daughter. Ugh. And he's like so nice to them.
Of course he is. And he's like, look what I caught us fish for dinner.
He takes
Daddy's-
them out with He's a very patient teacher.
Of course he's patient.
Because he's like native to the land, but his wife is not.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know everything. But he teaches. He teaches.
Oh, God.
And he's patient and he lets her. He's like, okay, we're going on this hunting trip and you can lead because they have to like, you know. And he's obviously the professional, but he just stands back and lets her make her own mistakes.
That's how you learn. That's how you learn.
Even though they didn't get a moose and now the family might starve, but still.
Oh, fuck. Well, that was a risky time.
Well, they found it was actually sad because she was tracking these moose all day. She finally found them, but they were all girls and you can't kill the girls.
I love that. It needs to be more laws like that.
You're not allowed to kill them, I think, unless they have full antlers.
Wow.
Because you're not allowed to kill girls or like young.
I like that. I don't think you should.
The idea is to like make sure that they can procreate before
they die. Yeah, we kill them.
But I mean, you're only allowed by like legal, like one moose per season.
So how long do they look for moose?
It's from like a certain time of year to another. They have like a 5 month span or something.
To find one moose.
And they're allowed one moose.
See, that's a great job to me. But if I had 5 months moose, to do like, one thing.
But if you don't, like one moose will like feed their family for like a whole year.
Yeah, I love that.
But the other thing in Alaska that I love is it's very like community based. So it'll be like these really obviously tiny towns, like fishing towns and stuff. So like if you get a moose and your neighbor like didn't, it's like custom to like give each other stuff.
That makes sense.
And they also just like trade things for everything.
I love a currency that isn't relevant. You know, I love a little barter system, if you don't mind.
Like there's one like woman who's good at growing potatoes or whatever. And so she'll like trade her potatoes for like meat.
I love that.
So
that could be you. It could be. I'm just saying.
I mean, I feel like I would have to just, I've gotten too accustomed to my.
Yeah.
It would be an adjustment.
Well, it would be an adjustment. We all knew that. But even a 3 week trip could be fun.
Oh, I would love to go on a 3 week trip.
That's what you got to do at some point.
I mean, I do. I also want to go on a road trip. By myself.
That's a trip. Yeah. It's so gorgeous, you know?
Like and in a van.
Gotta get a van. You have to eat
beef
jerky.
I've been looking into rentals, but it's hard. I can't find, like in camper vans, and it's really hard to find.
Wait, would you sleep in the van? Please say no. What? Different trip.
That's the point.
It's a different trip than me, but I love it for you. You know, I can't sleep in a van. That's a privilege you have.
If there's a bed in it?
No. I'll be murdered.
I've slept in vans before.
I'll be murdered.
I used to sleep in my Jeep sometimes.
Do you know how attractive I look sleeping?
Do you know how hard it is for me to sleep to begin with?
Yeah, you're going to sleep in a van?
I mean, I'll do it.
I can't.
Take enough pills, I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see. No, there's too much stress for me with sleeping in a van. As well as the fact that I love a hotel room. I do.
I also would like have things like people couldn't be looking in.
Well, what if they are?
No, I would have...
Curtains?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a van with curtains?
It's like a camper van.
I would need my van to... You ever remember the Goofy movie? And the people who, when they parked their van, it popped out into like a megaplex? That's how I'm camping. You know what I mean? If there isn't a pool attached...
Like a giant RV.
That's what I need.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
That's who I am. If I date a guy who obviously wants to do camper van stuff and I want that for him, and sometimes I'm going to say, Ben, you go by yourself and you do your camper van thing. But when I do come, let's make it the Ritz, you know, it's got to feel ritzy.
I mean, like growing up, we had a trailer that we stayed in the in the woods in the summer because it was like in a campground. It was great.
Everyone had a bed?
Yeah, there was like the one trailer we got right before we stopped going because we like were working and it just wasn't worth it because we would go like most of the summer.
Wow.
When we were kids, because my dad worked pretty close, like closer to there actually than our house. He had like a longer drive from where we lived.
What?
Or we would like go up from like Thursday to Sunday and then come back. It was great. And we had like tons of friends there and I could just go off in the woods all day. From like the point I was like 7, we would just literally go off into like the trails and whatever until we had to be home by the time the sun came down.
Absolutely wild.
And we would like catch animal. We would catch like newts and frogs, and we go into the swamps and get like, you name it. Once we found this dog that had gotten loose, and it was great. It was a beautiful, I loved it.
I do love that for you. I think
maybe that's why I like have that.
That desire.
Yeah.
You have it in your blood.
I really did love, like, we would build forts.
I love some more.
That too,
it's
though.
It's different. I do like to be around a fire, and I do love a s'more, and I love to watch a man. See, I like to watch a man build a tent. I like to watch a man make a fire. I like to watch a man just even roll, be in the dirt. I like that for them.
I've been watching some tutorials. I think I could make a natural habitat if I had to in like a day in the woods.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If the apocalypse happens, you're the first person I'm trying to bunk with. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know how to make a clothespin out of a fucking stick.
That's what I'm saying.
I watched a tutorial. It's really simple.
Of course it's simple.
Because this guy's like, all I have to bring is a fucking like tarp, and then I can just make everything else if I get stuck out there.
What?
And, you know.
That's wild.
It's a dream.
Yeah, I would be maybe a morale boost, but yeah. I'm not bringing a lot to the table other than
I
that.
Do feel like I mean, you get stuck in the snow, you know what to do?
No, shovel.
Like if you're out in a storm.
Okay, give me the situation. I'll tell you what I would do, and then you'll tell me what I should have done.
Okay, you're out in a winter storm.
Okay.
It's really snowing.
Okay.
There's already a shit ton of snow on the ground.
Uh-oh.
And you're stuck out. At nighttime.
Okay, gosh.
You got lost while cross-country skiing.
Okay. What's my move?
Dig a giant hole. Like, you basically bury yourself in the snow.
And it gets warmer?
And it's like the snow insulates from the cold outside and like the wind and stuff. That's why when it's really cold out and there's no snow on the ground, pipes burst, because when there's snow on the ground, it like insulates the ground and they don't get as cold.
Am I covering my head too?
Yeah.
I'm going in. I'm burying.
You're like digging a hole basically in the snow.
Okay. Not over me, just around me.
Like as much as you can get into the snow.
Okay. Wow.
Do that. And also, you have to build a fire is key.
That would be
because also that'll keep, if you're like stuck in the woods, if you build a fire, animals will stay away from you also.
Yeah, I'd love to build a fire. How am I doing that?
I also saw a thing that was like, if you find like a cave and you're like lost in the woods, if you find like a cave, that you should like stay in there. But then I'm like, that's terrifying. But then they say like, obviously a lot of things that would be like a cougar would like live in this cave. But if you build a fire at the entrance, it won't
come
near there.
How do I build a fire, though?
Well, hopefully you have matches.
Okay, matches. Yeah. You don't know how to do it with two sticks, do you?
I've never done it, but I mean, there's obviously...
There's ways to do it. I don't know how...
I think I could, if I had to do... I think it's just time and patience.
Good for you.
And you have to, like, blow on it a little bit. And have, like,
strength, even.
I mean, definitely, yeah. You have
strength,
to keep going for, like...
Heat, patience... But,
anyway,
I accidentally put my garbage can on a stove I just used yesterday, and it melted, and there's a hole in my trash can now.
We all make mistakes.
That's where we're at over here.
We all make mistakes.
We do. You know, we live and we learn, as they say.
Guys.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is your day, whether you have someone romantically or not.
Or not.
You have us.
Yeah.
And
we're
we have you.
Valentine's.
So until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.